We are on Daf, Samaches, Amit Beis, at the Mishnah. Ba'aloi Kayin Godol Likrais, the Kayin Godol went now to be Kayre, the Parshe, the Parshe is, we'll see what he learned soon. Ashi says, Ba'al Likrais as a Parshe, the Yafinen, Mimiluyim, Damrinim Perkame, Minayim Shaf Mikra Parshe Ma'akev. This is a Shverer Rashi. Rashi says that the Mekor, that is a Chi of Kriya, we learn out from the Miluyim. The Shagasariya, the Gvura Sari is Ma'ira, whatever we learned out from the Miluyim, there was a specific Limud. There was a Chi of Prisha, 7 days before Yom HaKippurim, so it says Lasoi Slachaper. But there's no general limud that whatever was noyig by the miluyim was noyig by Yom HaKippurim. So why dafke this halacha, which is halacha leikuva by the miluyim, this applies by Yom Kippur also. Lamaise, the other Rishonim bring down, the Ritva brings down a Yerushalmi. It says by the avodas Yom HaKippurim, vayas kasher tzivo Hashem. So the Ritva explains, Watchat Kasha Tzivo Hashem, just like the Tzivo Hashem was Bedibur, so he did Kasha, so he also said over the Dvar Hashem. So the Makor of Kriya is from this Pasuk, Vayas Kasha Tzivo Hashem, that he also repeated the Tzivo Hashem. Yeah. Imrotzo likrois bebigdei boots, if he wants to make this kriya bebigdei boots and bigdei lovon, koire vimlav, and if he doesn't want, koire beitzelis lovon mishaloi. So he's koire with an itzelis lovon. That means it's not bigdei kune. Let us see Rashi. Imrotzo likrois bebigdei boots, shu lovosh achshav, Sha'ovat bem avoides ayoim, he had done the avoides ayoim with these begodim, so he can be koire. If not, he can put on a itzlis levush kemin choluk. So Rashi says it is like a choluk, and the Tosfos Shishonim says an itzlis is like a sadin. An itzlis is something that one enwraps himself with. It's not like a choluk. Chazam HaKnesses Neitel Sefer Torah. Now there was a whole procedure before he was Koire. The Chazam HaKnesses was the Shamish Neitel Sefer Torah V'Noisnei L'Rosh HaKnesses. And he gives it to the Rosh HaKnesses. That was more or less the Gabe. V'Rosh HaKnesses Noisnei L'Skan. And he gives it to the Skan V'Skan Noisnei L'Koyen Godel. Kain Godel, Oymeid, Umekabel Vekoire. He was Mekabel the Sefer Teire, and then he was Koire, Achre Mois, Vaach Veosel, which is in Parshas Emer, Vegoilo Sefer Teire, Meniach Becheikoi, Voime Yoisa, Mimashe Kerosel, if Nechem Kosuf Kam. He said there's much more written in the Sefer Teire, but that's all we're learning. Ubeoser Shebachumish Apkudim, and the Parshis Hamusofim, which is in Parshis Pinchas, Koire Alpe. This Elaine's Alpe. Let us see Rashi, Beis HaKnesses, Hoyosomuch La'azore Baharabayis, there was a shul. Chazan HaKnesses Shamish, Reish HaKnesses, Alpiv Nechtochim Tzolche HaKnesses. Mi maftir, mi peiris al shma, mi oiva lefnei ateve. That was called the Rosh HaKnesses. Va'ach va'oser, shebeparshas amoir al kahanim, that he also learned. Va'oim ayayisim amashe karisi, bigmar meforish taima. And the kriye, in parshas pinche, shebechumish apkudim, seifa va'yedaber, Shemasro b'minyonom shal Yisrael, or Parshas Pinchas, Boisei Sefer, v'shama musofim amurim, koire alpe taime meforesh b'gmore, it was to avoid tilcha de tzibura, that they shouldn't have to wait for him to be goylo, and to bring two Sefer Torahs, so it would be like a pagam of the first Sefer Torah. So that's why they learned it balpe. The Rishonim ask a kasha, what is the heter to learn it balpe? We have a cloud vorim shebiksav yato yato rishoy lo imro balpe. The Rabbi Kevege brings down a Talmid Rabbeinu Yoine, a very interesting teretz. The Talmid Rabbeinu Yoine says, the Gemara says in Broches, Akeire mekan ve'ilach lehifsid, ka'odam akeire b'teire. It's like an odam akeire b'teire. So the Rabbeinu Yoine asks, what's the chiddush over here? He wasn't mekan mitzvah krishme. That's an odam akeire b'teire. So the Rabbeinu Yoine says, a chiddush. The chol dovo shenitno lo'imro alpe lechayvo. Everything that there's a din amira alpe, yochay lo'imro afilu sheloy lechayve kol hapa'omim sheyirtze. The Bemis in the Gemara is telling us a chiddush. That even though now he's, Krishma was never said that when a person learns Krishma, he should go and take a sefer Torah and learn mitoch haksav. Krishma, you're supposed to be balta bom, it should be learned balpe. So now that he's not be mekayim the mitzvahs Krishma, she's a koyrei betoyra afal pikein, since it was nemro, the halacha was, yochel lo'imro, Shalomin Aksav. So this parsha can always be said. Afilu now it's not Nemro Lachayvas Krishma. He can say it Balpe Kolapomim Sheyirtze. And he continues. Vihiskinu Loimal Parshas Kolbonis Alpe Bechol Yoim. Mipnei Shehi Chayvo. They were Misakin Parshas Kolbonis Bechol Yoim. Because that there's a chayva to say this is a takone. I don't know if he means a takone darabonon or takone min atoire. They were misaken to say parshas kobonis balpe b'chol yoyim. Also, you shouldn't have to go lain it b'toich haksav. Where do we find this takone? He says, brings the medrash. The medrash says that Avraham Avinu asked the Rebbeinu Shloilom b'shas the bris ben absorim beize schus yiskaimu lehem avtoche yisecho. What will be the schus klal Yisrael will have? Omalei, so the Benjamin told him beschus hakorbonis. So Avraham Avinu asked him bisman shem beis amigdash kaim ha'ikol ameime. So says in Medrash, yoimru lefonai parshas hakorbonis omalan yaleim kilu bonu beis amigdash v'kribu olav kol. So lemaisis there was a takone. Iskinu to say that he didn't just say parshas kabonis. That's the schus of the kiyum of klal yisrael. So iskinu loimro balpe. V'kivin she. This is the lashon of the rabbeinu yoine. V'kivin she ba'osir who me'inyan hakabonis. So since she ba'osir she b'chumish hapkudim, this is me'inyan hakabonis. So therefore, lechoshishu b'kriyosa afilu k'she'eino lechayva. So since, he says this yesod, that since there are certain dvorim which were nitten lehi omer balpeh for a certain purpose, so now, Sabbath was never nitten the haloche that has to be nemro mitoich haksav. He asks a very interesting kash, he says, v'abos fielt men zich that birches koyanim people say balpeh. So he says, but the Kahanim said it balpe. The Kahanim duchen every day. They didn't have to say mitoich haksav. So it was emor lehem, so the biches Kahanim was nitten lehiomer shaloi mitoich haksav. So then whenever it is said, there was no necessity to say mitoich haksav. That's how the Rabbeinu Yoine says pshat in our Mishnah. Umevorich oleho shmoina broches. And he makes afterwards, after the kriya, eight broches. Al ha-toiro, v'alo avoide, v'alo ido, al mechila sa'ovein. Then we have over here, v'al ha-migdo, the letzitzi losh nabach, v'al ha-migdosh, v'al Yisroel, v'al ha-kehanim, v'al shar ha-tfile. That's the Bach skills. He's moichik v'al Yerushalayim, he's moichik v'al the b'vnei atzmon. That's the day brachas he makes. Let us see Rashi. Teire al petheim mafosh bigmo al teire brocha shel achreo asher nosan lono. He makes a brocha achreina al teire. The gvuras ari is ma'ira. Why didn't he make a brocha rishayne? I mean, he was learning the Torah. There was a mitzvah deraisa to learn the Torah. Why didn't he make a brocha rishayne? So the Gvur Sari wants to be mitzadet to say that be'emison, this is not a chayvus tzibah. Well, here in the end, there was no chayv to be there. There were a lot of things doing Yom Kippur. You could have been in the Beis HaMikdash, hear the Kri of the Kohen Gadol. You could have been watching the Sreifas HaPor. There were people, you couldn't watch both because physically it wasn't possible. But there were a lot of things doing Yom Kippur. There was no chayv to be in the Beis HaMikdash to hear the Kri. It wasn't a chayvus tzibah. So the Gvura Sari wants to say that what Chazal were masakin, even though a person made Bichas HaTorah in the morning, that he makes again when he's Oyla LaTorah, because that's a Kriya L'Chayves HaTzibu, this is a different type of Lima that is a Chayves HaTzibu, so by Chayves HaTzibu they were masakin, a new Baruch HaLafana, a new Baruch HaLachar. Since this is not a Chayves HaTzibu, they weren't masakin a Baruch HaLafana. Abrocha lachel, he said, no, it's four different, if there's a mitzvah in the Torah for the Kohen Gadol to learn this, this is the specific parsha he has to learn, it's also different than any limud haTorah. Any limud haTorah, you learn whatever you want to learn. Here there's a specific mitzvah that he should say this kriya. So memeila there were masakin abrocha achroina shenosan lono. That's what the Gvura Sari wants to say. But lemaise, he blibes by akasha, because the Gemara says in Masechta Soita, when by the mitzvahs of Hakel, when the Melech lain for Klal Yisrael, so he said what the same nusach that the Kohen Gadol said over here. So he says, there at Tzichishver, there was Zichah Achayves HaTzibur. There was a Chiv and the Tzibur to hear the Kriya of the Kohen Gadol. So he blives by Akasha, why didn't he make a Brocha Rishon? Balkaponim, Anah Mishnah Hotaranetze. Ala teure broche shel acher asher nosalon. Vala avoido ritzei ba'amcha Yisrael, betirze ha'avoido bedvir beisecho, sh'oyscha levatcha b'yir anabi, that was the chsime. Vala oido, moidim anachnu loch, ad atoiv lecho lehoidois. Ala avoido mevorech, b'shvil avoido sh'ovat. That's the avoido. Vohido, smucha l'avoida. Whenever you speak about avoida, haido comes afterwards. T'chsiv zeveyach toido yechavdonini. So it seems zeveyach is meramizam avoida. Ach avoida toido. Vehi haido. After zeveyach comes toido. And al mechila sa'ovain, mechil avoin eseinu b'yem ha-kipurim ezeh, ad melech moichel v'seileyach l'avoin eseinu. Al Amigdosh, Mispala al Amigdosh, Vachaisim Boruch, Shebocha Bamigdosh, Vala Kahanim, Mispala Kahanim, Vachaisim Boruch, Shebocha, Bizarre Shel Arin, Vachain al Yisrael. Haroye Kayin Godok Shu Kayre, Eine Roye Parvesoyer Hanisrofim, it was impossible for him to see the Parvesoyer. Varoye Parvesoyer Hanisrofim, Eine Roye Kayin Godok Shu Kayre. Not that there's an Israel that one is not permitted to leave one and go to the other. Both were done at the same time, so therefore it was impossible to see both. Midiktani beitzteles lovon. Since it says Veitzelis Lavon Mishaloi, Mechlal de Kriya Lav Avoide. Veistachois, if he can doesn't have to wear Big Day Lavon, he could wear his own baguette, so Veistachois that Kriya is not an Avoide. Uketoni Imrotzo Likrois be Big Day Boots, Koire. But it says if he wants to wear the Big Day Kuhne, he's permitted to wear it. Shamet Mino Big Day Kuhne Nitnu Lihones Behem. So Veistachois, even though it is not an Avoide, Afal Pikain, he's permitted to be the con and nutna lehonis behem. Yeah. So Raya, the Gvura Sari asks Akash, we can have a whole sugya now, in this Nakuda, Bigdei Kohune Nitnu Lihone. But Al Kaponim, he says, L'chayre, there's another Shaila. There's a Shaila, I feel you say Bigdei Kohune Nitnu Lihone. But we learned out, we learned in the first paragraph, there's a din v'nicham shom, that is a din that big de kohune tuning gnize. That after you did the avoide, you have to be going with it. You're not allowed to use it anymore. Like it's tanoim. But come on, one time the whole big de kohune tuning gnize, you have to go and be going with it. Now, there were two sets of big de lovo. There was a big day lovon, an expensive big day lovon that the Kohen Gadol wore for this avoid over here. And there was later a not so expensive big day lovon that he wore for the Itzoes Kafa Machter. So there's two sets of big day lovon. Tainet the Gvuras Ari, that he says, Mestome, there's a mitzvah of Gniza on each set of big day kohune. I mean, there's a din the Vinicham Shom. So he asks Akasha as follows. The Gemara had a problem. If Kriyas HaTorah is not an avoide, how's he allowed to do it the Big Day Law? Right? So Gemara says, Shema Mino, that Big Day Kuna Nitnu Lahone, is he allowed to have an off on Big Day Kuna? That's a Me'ila Dike Shaila. Are you allowed to have an off? Not allowed to have an off? Shaloi Bishas Avoide. So Gemara says, no. That's how the Taisus brings later. At the end of the sugya, Gemara in Kedushin, Lo Nitna Teira La Malacha Yashores, a Kohen is not a Malach, he can't put on the Big Dekune in the next second, start the Avoide, and take off right as he ends the Avoide, the Big Dekune. So, there has to be a time that he's wearing the Big Dekune, Shaloi Bishas Avoide also. Fine. So, Mamela, that's, so there's a klal already, so Nitna Big Dekune Lehonesbem. So since he's allowed to derive benefit from it, behecher, so, as it's a chavegishtel, he's allowed to derive benefit of filo shaloi behecher. That's in the din hanoa from big day kune. But yes, it's a different child, it's a din big day kain godu v'nicham sham. He finished that void already. So there's a din gneze. That's the Gvur Sari's kasha. So the Gvur Sari wants the answer that could be that even though we learned that there were two sets of big day lovam, lechatchila there were two sets. But b'diyeved, if you only had one big day lovam, so lemaisi could wear it for the tzos kaf or machta also. So memele, so the chiyev gniza min atayra wasn't chal yet. The chiyev gniza, since theoretically this could still be worn for the tzos kaf or machta, so there's no chiyev gniza yet. So Memele, so the only Shaila was, Shmamino, the Big Dekuna, Nitno, Lihonis, Behem. That was the only problem, but he's deriving benefit from Big Dekuna. That the Gemara says, oh, Shmamino. That was the Rai. So the Gemara wants a shlug of the Rai. Dil Meshani Kriye, the Tzairach Avoidehi. The Kriye is a Tzairach Avoide. The boy, yeah. It's a tzayach avoide. So since it's a tzayach avoide, so that's why it could be lahonis, lainit no lahonis pen. But since this is a tzayach avoide, so memela, that's why he was permitted to wear it. And this, the Gvurasri, is also ma'ire ha'ore, he says like this, there were three kriyas. There was a kriya of Parshas Achrei Mois. That was a kriya di araise. Rashi says you learn out from the miluyim. He said, over the Yerushalmi, you learn how to Shatziva Lasois, Vayaska Shatziva Lasois, Kashatziva Hashem. That is, the one has to make a dibur. He has to make a, just like the Abish the Siva was the dibur, he also has to make a dibur. He says, that Chiyuv Kriya is in Parshas Achrei Mois, and that is a Kriya de Eraise. But he says, he learned other things also. He learned in Parshas Emer, which speaks about the Chayves Hayoim. He learned in the Begin the Musafim. This kriya was zicha only a kriya de rabbona. This kriya is zicha not chayv min atayre. So he says, so he doesn't understand the Gemara's teretz. That what the Gemara, we're speaking about a shayla of the raise. Is one permitted to have anor from big day kohunis? The Gemara says, here you see he's permitted to have anor. He's not doing avoide and he's permitted to have anor. So the Gemara says, this is a tzayrech avoide. We're speaking about, so he says, very good. the key in Parshas Achrei Mois is Takat Tzeire Chavoydet. The Tzeire said that, that Bishas, when that's a chelik of the Avoydet, it's a Tzeire Chavoydet. But the other two kriyas in Parshas Emor and Parshas Pinchas, which is Zichra Kriya the Rabbonon, he tainis, so what heter is there to lay that? That is, that shouldn't be considered a Tzeire Chavoydet. So now the Gemara continues. The Iboyulon, we had a Shaila, Big Day Kohune, Nitnu Lohones Bem, Oloi Nitnu Lohones Bem. Is there a Heter Hano or not a Heter Hano? Toshma. Loi Oyu Yishenim Be Big Day Kodesh. It says in Mesechtes Tomei, they did not sleep with the Big Day Kohune. So it's a Dig. Shina Hu Deloi, Shina Na Pomechel Ochli. But they ate. The Psadiq, Shina was, and we'll see Rashi says the Issa Shina was Shema Yofiach. It's a bezoyin of Big Day Kohune. But Achila Vaistois was permissible. And for the Gemara, Dume Shani Achila de Tzairach Avoidei. The Achila's Kahanim is a Tzairach Avoidei. Kedisanyo, Ba'ochlu Oysom Asher Kupo Behem, Melamed shakahanim oichlem ubailem miskaprim. So memela, that's a tzaira, that's also considered a tzaira chavoide. So memela, so there, you win, that's not called the honest bam, that's called, that's ichah permissible. Shina hu deloy, let's see, rashnit del honest, nitin rishus le honest bam, beloy shas avoide. So the Gemara makes a second dig. Shino hu deloi haluchi mahalchi, but one is permitted to walk around in them. Shina says you're not allowed to. Shina is with a cheshbon shema yefiach, but stamazoi something else, not shina, is permissible. So zarei vaitet nit nelohanes ben. So the Gemara says bedinu deluchi namiloi. Aye, why does it mention shina? The safe it's trichele. You mentioned shina to make a dig. Poishtin, umekaplin, they took off the big dekun and they folded it up, umeinichin tachas rashem. So Rashi says, the safe it's trichele, shina de nokat mishim de boilash minan, shemuta litnon tachas rashem, besulo ich beslonim yefiach ma'acher she poishton. So that's why, so that's the deal. Okay, Shishin is also al tzafoche, but b'shas is lovush ben. But if he's poished on a mekaplin, a menichon, so we're speaking about a different Indian over here. We're speaking about this tzafoche. So, the levisha, it's also, and al kaponim, but a poished on a mekaplin, a menichon is muta. Frag the Gemara, so let's go further. Poishtin umekaplin umenichin noisam taches reshe. But that you do. You're permitted to fold up the big day kohune, and they use it as a pillow. Shamet mino big day kohune nitno lohon is ben. So we see from this that one is permitted to have a no from big day kohune is umenichin noisam taches reshe. Amar Rav Pope loitema tachas rasheim, eleima kineged rasheim. No, you're not permitted to lie directly over the big dekune. You're permitted to lie next to the big dekune. Amar Rav Misharshi. So Misharshi says shamet mino tefillin minatzad shapil domi. So Misharshi says, oh, oi bazoi, if you're telling me that what? That you're permitted to put it kineged rasheim, shamet me not, filim in atzad, shapir domis, what's the Rashi? Let's see Rashi. Kineged rasheim, eitzel rasheim, so shamami no, mi de muta lohonichon etzloi, loichayish l'shemo yafiach. So Vaistachois that Al Kaponim Etzlom, there's also no Shash of Shemo Yafiach. Shamed Mino, that's from Mishar Shizraya. Shamed Mino, Tfilim in Atzad Shapirdot. Let us see Taisviz. Tfilim in Atzad Sharya. So what's the Chiddush? Perish Hashi, Guloi Chashinon, Shemo Yishan, I don't know, the Behen is unclear, Shemo L'chei Shemo Yishan V'yafiach. That's the Chiddush. The Chiddush of Tfilah Min Atzad is that there's no Yisar HaFochet. Avo beperikam detomid. The Tosfos says, Abba Rashi, Ot Rashi, Fapasta Gemara. The Gemara says what the Chiddush is. Beforish Taima Achine, Deloi Chashinen, Dilme, Migander, Venofal Alayu, Veike, Bezoyin Tfilah. The Gemara in Tomid says a different Chiddush. There's a revuse, Sai by the Big Day Kohune, and Sai by Tfilah, that means maybe he's putting it next to his head. Maybe it might roll underneath his head. And by the Big Day Kohune, he might go and then be resting his head. In the middle of his sleep, he'll be resting his head on the Big Day Kohune. And the same thing, he'll be resting his head on the Tefillin. So the Chiddush is not a Chiddush in Hafoche. The Chiddush is in, the Chiddush is that, we're not Chayish Shema Meganda. That's what the Gemara says in Masechtas Tamim. Bekitza, what did we have over here? We had here a small shakla v'taya. We have a shayla, is there a heter to be nene from Big Day Kohune Shaloi B'Shas Avoide? So we wanted to bring a raya, there is a heter, because it says, Poishtin, Mekaplin, Menichin, Oysen, Tachas, Roshayim. So see, it's permissible to lay on top of them. So the Gemara, Sarapopin said, no. It's not tachas rasheim, it's keneged rasheim. So we lost the raya. Apope was matche the raya. So the Gemara says, ochi nami mistavre. It's mistavre taka the way Apope said, that the heter is only keneged rasheim, not tachas rasheim. The keneged rasheim, the isal kedai tach tachas rasheim. If you say it's tachas rasheim, but typically mishim kloyim. Frag the Gemara, l'chayre, there'd be another problem. How could he lay on top of Big Day Kohune? L'chayre, do'ika avnei. One of the Big Day Kohune of a Kohen Hedyet is an avnei. On the hay, nami dinit nulei honis behem. I feel you'll tell me that you're permitted to derive benefit from Big Day Kohune, and you'll say, tachas roshayim, abah misani mikloy. That is Icharosa. He's deriving benefit from Kloyim. So, honi chalaman de yoma, according to the man de yoma, avnei te shal koyin godl. The avnet of the koyin godl will be yoyim akipur mati debach. Be yoyim akipur mzer avnei te shal koyin hedit pishayim aishashone. According to the man de yoma, that a koyin hedit wore the whole year. But it says beferish in the Torah is, the avnet of the Kohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim, the avnet bad, and the avnet of the Kohen Gadol the whole year, which was shatnes. That's what the Torah says. The avnet of the Kohen Hedyet is unclear what kind of avnet he wore. There's a machloikis. So the Gemara says, Hanich alaman d'yom avnet eshol Kohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim. Zeo avnet eshol Kohen Hedyet b'Shar Yemais HaShoneh. That the Kohen Hedyet b'Shar Yemais HaShoneh wore an avnet of boots of pishton, some emele, so it's no kashe. That here we're speaking about Big Day Kohen Hedyet, Mekaplin, Aminichin, Tachas Roshayim. And his avnet was the avnet of boots, no shatnet, so there's no problem. Hello, le man, do yom avnet, eshel koin godl b'yom akipurim. Loizehu avnet, eshel koin hedyet. That means the koin hedyet wore during the year avnet of shatnet. Ma'ika le meimal. So, akolchoch, we have to say the way Rav Popper said, that it's not Tachas Roshayim, no, it's Keneged Roshayim. V'chitayim, maybe you'll tell me a different there, it's Kloyim B'levishe V'alohu D'yosem. Maybe you'll tell me the Kasha finds of Nishan. The whole Isser of Kloyim is Davke Levishe and Halo. Or you're covering yourself with Kloyim. B'hatzor Shori, but Hatzor, to lay on Kloyim, it's mutter. Pasanya, we learned Nabaraisa Layala Olecho, Avalata Mutta Lahatsiya Itachtecho. You're right, the Baraisa says that Atso is Mutta, Aval Omru Chachomim Osa Lasis Kain, Shema Tichech Nima Achas Al Besori. That means Meiker Adin Atso is Mutta. But Chazal v'Goyzer, maybe it will be Nichach Nima Achas Al Besori. That means maybe what he's lying on will get entangled in him and it'll cover a part of him. Then it's Halo. So the Aselt Hatzo Gzeire Mishum Halo. So Kaponim Midarabonon it is also. V'chiteime the mapsik lay midi beini beini. Maybe you'll say that they were only Goyzer. They were only Goyzer Hatzo to Halo. If he's lying directly on a beggar shall shatness. But maybe the Avnit was on the bottom of the Big Dekohune. And there was other begodim that were mavsik. Omar Rab Shimon ben Pazi, Omar Rab Yeshua ben Levi, Omar Rebbe, Mishum Kehila Kadisha Shibir Shalayim. Afilo Esel Matzois Zu Al Gav Zu. Afilo you'll have 10 sheets. Ukloyim Tachteim Osa Lishan Aleim. You're not allowed to lie on top of it. So Memele, so we're back. It's not that you can't take it literally. It means kineged rashayim. Elalav shma mino kineged rashayim shma mino. So if taka araye to rapop. Rav Ashi oma laoilom tachas rashayim. Really, it was tachas v'shem. You'll ask me a kasha, v'kol hokam misani mikloim. So then it's takash fair, he has anochem kloim. So the Gemara says, bigdei kohune koshin hai. We'll see in Rashi and Taisvis, the bigdei kohune are hard and stiff. And if they're stiff, so there's no hanoas chimum. So there's no iser of shatness. Ki ho da omar avuna bereid Rabbi Yeshua. Hay namto. Namto Rashi says is felt. Gamdo that is stiff. Dinarish, that was the place that used to make it. Show you. You're allowed to use, we'll see, Rashi and Taisvis, you're allowed to use a stiff felt, and there's no issa of shatness because there's no hanoas chimum. So memele, so it's no problem. So it could be that the goyres tak umeinichen tachas roshayim. Yes, alt shatness. There's no shail of shatness since it is stiff, and by stiff there's no issa of shatness. Let us see Rashi. Honiche hai deloi chayish lekloyim lamando mavnete shal koyen godel b'yayim akipurim shu shal boots. According to the Mad Yoma that says, the avnete of the koyen godel, which was made out of linens, avnete shal head yit kol yemais hashonem. Ve'en kloyim bibigde koyen head yit shapir. But if you loy zehu de shal head yit kol hashonem shal kloyim, the Gemara answers, koshim heim, ve'einon mischamimim, there's no anos chimum, lefikach ein behem mishum kloy. Namto levad, felt a rebelaz, that means felt. Gamdo koshit was stiff. Shori, ein boy mishum kloy. There's no iso sharpness by something that is stiff. Dahalo dumye de levishe, the isbay hanos chimum de itzer, and it seems when it is stiff, so there's no hanos chimum. So memele, so therefore it is mutter. Let us see Taisvis. Elo leman de omar leizehu avnete shel koyin hedyit ma'ika lemeima. But Taisvah says, Af al gav, de plukta de tanoihi be peirikame. So what's the kasha? So let it, so could be, here, that what it says in Mesechtes Tamid, that the Kahanim was pushed in the Mekaptlem of Menichanois and Tachas Hashem is going according to the Tane that holds that it wasn't Shatnes. Reitzel Yashe must listen to Perkama the Tomid, Ahid the Mekaptlem of Menichan Tachas Hashem, Aliba the Kulama. He wants to be Miyashe, but according to everyone. That's what he says. Akochi, you have to say that Tachtaim is Tachas Hashem is Lavdavke. You have to say Kenegid Hashem. Caution, hey. So what did the Gemara answer? So the Gemara answered that the Big Day Kahune caution, hey. Taima, im kein, mahi da oma beperkama de erchem. Okay, we on the side that we don't have such a girsa over there, but let's say the girsa that Taisus brings down. Hakel chayovim bekloim, kahanem leviim v'yisrael, uporich pshite, the Gemara versteht sich. Mishanim kahanim itzachlay. Salke daitach amina, hoyo veishteri le kabayu kloyim ba'avoide, shaloi bidin avoide nami lishteru, kemash melom. So my mail that shaloi bidin avoide is also kloy. So, al kaponim, that we have a mina, it should be muta, hoyo veishteru le kabayu kloyim ba'avoide. Bahashte, so now Taisus asks Akasha, kiva the caution name, like ishteru kloyim legabayu. Since it's caution, that's the pashas of our Gemara. So by stiff begodim, there's no isra of levishas klayim, because there's no hanos chimum. So what's the hava mina? There's no ishteru kloyim. Our Gemara says by stiff kloyim, there's no isra. Ask me to bring down from the Raivet. The Raivet said a teretz that Ishtaru Kloim was by the Choshen and the Eifa. That was a softer. The Avnet could be was more stiff, but the Choshen and Eifa that was a more softer beged. And there taka there was an Isak there was taka Nisak Kloim. It was Ishtari. Aber Kaponim Taisus did not differentiate between the Big Day Kahuna. Taisus seemed to hold that all Big Day Kahuna, or the Big Day Kahuna, Kaponim Atakain Hedyet, whereas there's an Issa Kloim. Vetiretz Rabbeinu Tam, so Rabbeinu Tam, we'll see his Chilakan Rashi, he says as follows, the Levi Sheva Halom, the Havidia Raise, Assyria Philo Bekashin. That is true. That by the Yisuri, the rice of sharpness, there's no difference of stiff or soft. Amul Hatso, but we are Gemara speaking about to lay on top of sharpness. The Midrabonon, the whole Isser is at the Rabonon, Zere, Shemo, Yichroich, Nimom, maybe you'll bend over on top of him. So Memele, so the Legosro Bekashin. So Mela, there, if it's stiff, you're not geyser. Maybe the whole gzeire pastachnit of maybe you'll bend over him. It's kashi. Udeloike perish rashi, shepirish kashin hain, umetorim bilvishe vahalo. Rashi weistach hois that kashin, there's no hanos chimum period, so there's no isa bachlau. And Taisus brings a raya that there is an isa of sharpness by big day kahunim. So Taisus says no. The Gemara means that there's no issa of hatzor by kash. That's what the Gemara means. B'soiv peirikame de yontev, this nan mishalchin biyontev kloim uporich kloim lamaychozi umishani bekashin mayrinami b'hatzor. That's what the Gemara means. The Gemara means that Samozoi Kloim Kashim is Mutter. Kloim Kashim is Mutter Bahatzor. Vimtaima Bahatzor Hechi Shori. How is Hatzor Mutter? Pokiven Dabe Kloim Dirai Selinin Levisha Bahalo. Litzeru. So that's when the Sich Yitzhak wants to make a Girsa Afilu. Afilu atzo, so atzo shel also be yoso, kedesanyem, habeged sha'ovad by kloyim, we learned in the Tosefta, habeged sha'ovad by kloyim, that means that there is, that Tloyim was never in the Beged. Now it is, you're looking at the Beged, you cannot see where the sharpness is, but it's in the material, this sharpness there. So it says, Areze lo yimkerenu lo oivet kechovim, lo yasenu mardas lachamoyel. It seems a mardas is also stiff. And here it says, you're not allowed to make it a mardas for a chamoyel, which I feel you won't use it at all. It's a mardas lachamoyel. That's also also. V'choshkein latziya tachtov. So vadigiv is, it should be also hatzor. It says you're not allowed to use it for the chamoyer. Sabadigivis, he's not allowed to lie in it. That's Taisvis Kash. Yesh loyma, and Amadas, it seems Taisvis learned was this. Yesh loyma, ahi airi davke ba'ovad. It's speaking about, let's see the Loshna Baraisa. It's speaking about the ovad by kloyim, which means that it is not nicker in this material where the kloyim is. So what's the difference? We're afraid, Shema Yikora Bigdoi, maybe his beged might tear, V'yarzer V'yitferenu Al-Gabe Bigdoi, and he might go and use this as a patch. K'da'om Abim Mesechus Avaydezori, Gabi Noidei Soivit Kechovim, Sh'osa Lassis Mehem Shtichim Lachamoyer, Shema Yiboka Noidei V'yarzer V'yitferenu Al-Gabe Noidei. So it's a different Zeren Gansen. It's a gzeire, ovad by kloyim, there's an iser. Ovad by kloyim, there's an iser of, he might go and use it to levisha, because he doesn't realize that it's shatness. Avulim hoyu akloyim nikorim. So then there's nothing wrong. Then avulatso is muta, if it's stiff. Kedisan bimeseches kloyim, tachriche hameis, Umardas achamoyer, ein behem mishum kloyim. So you see klor, that amardas is mutter. And before it said that you don't make it amardas lachamoyer, sal kochok, that's the vote. If it's not nikel, says a gzeire, he might use it as a patch. But if it's nikel, some emela, it's the etzim shimush of mardas, that's not worse than hatso, which is mutter, when it is stiff. Bim toima, for omar hoche, Afilu yud matzois zu al gabi zu, okloyim tachteim, osa lishin aleim. You're not allowed to lay on top of it. This yud matzois. So what's the kashe? Here the kashe is, what is the difference if it's stiff or if there's a double that's mafsik in between? Places episodes medame yud matzois to something that is stiff. If I'm not lying on top of it. V'chein kosho desnabe meseches kloyim akarim v'kastis ein be'mishim kloyim. Now here it says, fakir, this is also something that's stiff. It says ein be'mishim kloyim. So l'cheir it's a kashe chirbon halacha soysa diyoda halacha. Nagemore. Here it says that the Yud Matzois, even though I'm not lying on it, it is also. And Nagemore says that you're allowed to lie on stiff kloim. And Kohen Bekasas is also stiff, the Mephoshim say. V'yashloim edu v'matzois shayich kriche. So Taisvi says, by Matzois, by sheets, even though you have 10 sheets, since they are flexible, bendable, so it could be he'll be nichrach, he'll go over him, he'll be covering him. Lochi chayshin neshem etichach loy nima. Havol b'mardas achamoyer b'korim b'kastais loy shchiche shetichorech nima, because that's stiff. Lochi loy gozru. Miyu im besoroi negeya behem osor. Seems that they did aser. Even though it is stiff, even though he's only lying on it, if besori negeya, it's also k'detane behedye, k'abikorim v'kasteis, or bevachle besori negeya behem. Bu'adin b'mardas, if it's besori negeya behem, it'll be yoso. U'bervishe v'halo, asiri b'chol inyin. Afalpi, she'ein besori negeya behem, Kedisnan, that is also. I mean, that's l'chayre, the Rabbi Netam l'shita asoy. Rabbi Netam held that the Levishan halo filu by kashin is also mina teire. And it says la'yitin odom mardash shel kloyim al kseifa. You should not put it on his shoulder. A filu lahitzi zevel. So you see that's levisha, that's a law, and that'll be also. Umasha hei shivri laharav shimin min bile al oisai koishet pufitainish shiesh bem kloi begodim umuchin shal tzema afapisha begodim shalem hein shal pishtin. I don't understand exactly what Taisvis is saying over here. Taisvis is saying that, I don't know if these are, this tachshit is also stiff and it doesn't have a shame. Zog the Gemara weiter. Toshma. Bigdei kohune hayoitzi behem lemedina osa. Big day kohune ayaitzbem le medina osa. If a person wears them chutz le migdosh, it's osa. Ube migdosh, bein bishas avoide, bein shaloi bishas avoide muta. Neshe big day kohune nitnu lehones behem. Because big day kohune is nitnu lehones behem, shma mino, that it's, That to forget so that we're pushing to Shaila. We clear the Shaila as big dekune, nitnu lahonis bem or not. So here it says klo. You're allowed to wear it shaloi bishas avoide. Neshe big dekune, nitnu lahonis bem. Now, there's a Shaila. What's with the shatnes to kishaila? There's a different problem over here. What's with the shatnes to kishaila? The Rambam says, Shaloi b'shas avoide, a kain is loy kal shatnes. So what's over here? So the Beis Halevi wants to say, could be here, this Bereis is speaking about the din me'ila of big dekune. He's talking about Shaloi b'shas avoide. So Shaloi b'shas avoide, so it's not muchach that he's wearing all big dekune. Shaloi b'shas avoide. So it could be the shatnes sticker ones he took off. I were clearing a shaila, but is he permitted to wear the big dekune? So that's what it says. Shloi b'shas avoide, he's permitted to wear the big dekune. Let us see Taisvis. Big dekune ayaytzi behem limedina osa. V'chein mashme beperik ha'ish mekadish. Ba'filu ba'azore osa lachatchila leloivsham shaloi letzerech avoide. That means that afilu da'azore gufa shaloi letzerech avoide ze'isa levish. The koma big dekune ein behem mile. Lefi shaloi nitna teire lemalacha yeshoiz. Peire sheyuchlu lizor lasiren miyad achar avoide. So memela, that is the heta. There's no din me'ile because So that since it's impossible to take them off the mamish the next minute, so kochach the teira was matir the levisha. So we say nitn lehonis bem. So the teira already is matir the levisha. Afilu shaloi letzayir chavoida. But that's davke the teira was matir to continue wearing big dekune. But lachatchile to put on big dekune. That lechayre would be also because that tapasnish the head of the nidna teir lemalachi yeshoris. So that I mean if you learn the zara gufe shalei letzerech avoida will be also. And who adin the medina zicher also. Umash malachatchila leloyv shem also the beze efshel lehizoyel. That's yeah. Vim taima, vam rinon, bepere ka'ima bekedushin. Gabiyani ha-melech, hokeim lehem betzitz shebein einecha. the Prushim had a Rinon and Yane HaMelech and his Hersher Kohune. His mother was a Shvuya. And they told the others told him that he should go and make them stand up and put on the tzitz. This was a baisa, they were sitting together. This was the Medina. And Yane HaMelech put on the tzitz. Alma satayis v'seh shemuta l'nicha yafil l'chutz l'migdosh. You're allowed to put for sabayis tois, you're allowed to put on the tzitz chutz l'migdosh. How does this stem with what we just said? The lack of the meimel, the miyad nizrika boy minos. The Gemara says that by that mais nizrika boy minos, those are mashma da katala nizrika boy minos. At bosa hochi, the come of a teresha b'ksav, mata hei olel. Le'yoma nami teresha b'alpeh. Later it seems, they said he should kill out all the tamidei chachomim. So yes, what's going to be with teresha b'ksav? Teresha b'alpeh, v'aistachoy, he didn't care about it anymore. So then it was Nizrika Minus, but Isis, this was the beginning of the Mice, and the beginning of the Mice, he wasn't in that Matzev yet. So Memela, so we're back to the Kash. Umiyu Lamandi Oma, Davke Oideyu Al Mitzchoy Meratze. According to the Mandi Oma, that holds that the Tzitz is only Meratze when it's Al Mitzchoy, is Yochel Anichei Kol Shah. So this is no Shaykhis of, this is no Shaykhis to Shaloi B'Shas Avoide. This is equivalent to Shas Avoide. Whenever the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz, it's Meratze. So Mamele, so there's no problem. The tzitz is different than all Big Dekune. For Oimer Rabbeinu Tam, the Lekuli Alme Yochel Anichei Kol Shah. Afilu Yehold, that the tzitz is meratze afilu, afilu ein al mitzchoy, you're still allowed to wear it. The tzitz is different. The pasuk says, abohoyo al mitzchoy tomid, so pashta dekro v'aistachoyis, let's learn the pasuk kipshutoy. Abohoyo al mitzchoy tomid. So v'aistachoyis, that he's permitted to wear the tzitz forever. That's pashtu dekro. Ba'afar gav ditzach ledrosh achite la'el beperikame. The Gemara darshins that tomid means shloisir datoy mimenu, but al kolponim ein mikro yoytzi midei pshutoy. So memele, so there's a bazundere heter of the tzitz over all other big day kohune. That's what the Bein Tam wants to say. And then one is permitted to wear it. Nitten lahonis. Veshema yeshloima, another heter. Bidachsiv trei zimni vohoyal metzacharen vohoyal mitzchoy nafke. So we learn out from the kefil haloshen that it could be al mitzchoy afilu shaloi b'shas avoida. And then Taisvah says v'yoyser hoyanira loimer the shechaloik the kishloikedin also. The Ben Emerson, the whole kasha was, how was Yanni permitted to put on the tzitz shaloi b'shas avoide? It could be shaloi k'din osu sheniach tzitz. Miu ochel avamotzi leichuchi din izrika by minus shekofa b'chol atere shebal peh. Here we don't see that nizrika by minus. Abosa ochi didak v'leikoma al atere shebiksav matei ole. The Gemara is medayik from later. It was only doig what will be with tere shebiksav and then badem tere shebal peh. So there we see Nizrika by Minas. This Takir wasn't Nizrika by Minas, but Al Kaponim, it was Taka also. Let us see the Gemara weiter. We hear over here in the Baraisa says that B'Medina is also to wear Big Day Kohunim. Medina loy vasanye be'esrim v'chamishe b'taibes yoyim ha'grizem hu. This is a yontev. That's why Shteid Masech the Stein is leim misped. This day is also behesped. Why? What happened this day? Chofei taibes Yoim shebikshu kusyim es beis alakeinu malachsandres mukdem lachriva. This day the kusyim requested malachsandre mukdem to be machiv the beis hamikdash. Pinosnu lehem. Pinosnu lehem reshus. That's the gils on the side. Vahidiyu eshim en atzadik. Tatsamuyim dikematze. Malachsandres is coming to be machiv the beis hamikdash. Ma'osa lovash bigdei kohune, v'nis'atev bigdei kohune, v'miyikire Yisrael imoi, v'avuki shol oir bideyem. They went out towards Alexander's muktem. V'chol alaylo, alolo helchem mitzadze, v'alolo helchem mitzadze, each one was going one towards the other. Ad shol amud ha-shachar, they went the whole night, kivin shol amud ha-shachar, omolehem. So he saw people coming towards them. Mi alolu? Who are these people? Amru lo Yehudim shemoldu boch. These are the Yehudim shemoldu boch. Kiven shegiel antifteras zolcho chamo opogu zebo ze. Kiven shero l'shimen atzadik yorad mi merkavtoi bishtach belofon. And he was Mishtachva to Shimon HaTzadik. Omru loy, Melech Godel Komoyscho, Yishtachva lo Yehudi ze, Omalehem, the Mustyoikna Yishol ze menatzeches lefonai bebeis milchamti. That whenever I go to Milchomo, I see his form, that's in front of me, and that's helping me to be menatzeach. So Memela, so he was, that it was indebted to Shimon HaTzadik. Omar lahem loma boset. Now he asked these people, what was the reason of your coming? Omru efshe bayish shemispalalim boy olecho v'al malchusecho sheloite chorev. The Beis HaMikdash, which in this Beis HaMikdash we mispalal for you. That's the pashtis that Taki, he saw him all the time. It seems they were mispalo for him. Mispalo b'shloim shel malchus. So is yisuch, so your whole atzloche is from this bias. Is yisuch oivdei keichovim lachivoi. So the kusiyim will be mad to you that you should destroy this bias because your whole source of success only derives from this bias. Omar lahem mi alolu, who are those who want to be machiv the bais? Amar lahem kusyim alolu, shayim dim lefanecha. Omar lahem areihem misurim biyideichem. Miyad nokvum beikveihem, betolum bezinvei suseyem, boyim megarim oison ala koitzim vala balkonim ad shegiyo lahar grizim. Kiven shegiyo lahar grizim hirshu chorshu. So they were chayrish agrizim bezaruo karshinim kederech shebikshu laaseis lebeis alekeinu ba'oisei hayoim osu yontev. So that day they made a yontev. That's why it's also behesped. So what's the kasha? So the kasha is we just said before that b'medina it's also. So how was Shimon HaTzadik permitted to wear it b'medina? Iboyis eimo ruuyin lebigdei kohune. It doesn't mean he put on bigdei kohune. He put on begodim chashuvim, which were roi to be bigdei kohune. Iboyis eimo eis lasis lashem eferu teirosecho. That it was that they were matter about eis lasis lashem. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says lemedina also. Shenoyeg bo derech choyl. It would seem that there's a machlokes Rashi in Tosfos, I think. Tosfos weiss doch ois, meiker adin it's also like Tosfos says, the whole heter is la nitna teure la malachei ashores. So memele, so they were matter, if you're wearing big day kahuna, you can't take it off right away. So memele, they were matter, to continue wearing it. But to put on lechatchila, it's also Tosfos Vayistos, and that's the reason of Medina also. To put on, to go to the Medina, this is not a, you're not continuing wearing the big dekuna, pasnash te'etav and lanit natel malachi ashores. Rashi says, Lomdina also shenoyeg bo derech chayla psapsav, a new iser. Rashi seems to hold the, what is the difference than shaloy bishas avoyde? So, Mdina is noyeg bo derech chayla to wear, so that's how it would seem from Rashi. Hagrizim mokeim moishovon shalkusim. Eis lasis lashem, shibo eis lasis tovo, lishmoy shal mokeim, Mutter lahofer boi teure. Sagt die Gemorre weiter, Chasen Aknesses neutel seifer teure, and they gave from the Chasen to the Reusch Aknesses, Shmamin achilkim kovid le Talmud bemokim arat. So how is this permissible? Amar Abaye kula mishum kvoidei de koin godli. Everything was the tzairich, the kvoidei of the koin godli. Marin oisoi, letalmud b'mokim harab. So Rashi says, l'roish ha-kneses, uleskan, bifnei koin godol, ve'enei ke memayit kovet harab. L'chei, this is a meat and kovet harab. Kula mishim kvoidi de koin godol, marin oisoi, shiesh schoreis harbe lemata mimenu, avu ba'almo ein chelkim. Let us start a little of the Tosfos Yeshanim. Boloi koin godol likrais, hocha hoyel vehivsik avoides hayoim. Was the hefsik now, was the hefsik in the avoides hayoim. They had to wait till the soil came to the midbar. Begam osa iker avoides kapore. Yesh loy likrois levoich al hamechile. So Weistas, even though he wasn't goymer that way to see him, but he made already a broche, and he can make a broche on the mechile. Val seder abroches. Birshalmi minayim likrois aparshe, abidi bishem rabbi yechna v'yas mat amalei mekashatzi v'ashem, mekan lekriyes aparshe. It mentioned the ritve kashatzi v'ashem, that he does Kasher Tziva Hashem, just like the Tziva Hashem was a dibur shel kriye, so vayas Kasher Tziva Hashem, he also does the same thing. Imrotzo likrois bebigdei butz koire, avo bebigdei zov ein likrois. Shein lilboish betchila bigdei zov, im leila tzerech haboide. To put on, chatchila bigdei zov, you put on tzerech haboide. Vam leon beperek hamemune, shekola mishana me haboide lo boide, ton tvile, Betoin shetei tvila somuch lavoidach shuve. So memele, that is why he didn't put on big days off. Let us see Taisvis typically mishum kloyim. Taisvis that's on daf samach tesam and aleph from the first column towards the bottom. Typically, mishum kloy. Taimo al mashe pirish rabbeinu yakit. The kloyim betzitzis des amir de ke rabbeinu tam. The kloyim betzitzis shehutru biyoim. Hutru gam balaylo. Af al pi shein tzitzis neheges balaylo. The bene tam said amir de ke chidish. We learn now from a posik that Silba shatnes gdilim tasalachos. So we learn that the mitzvah of tcheles is doiche. The mitzvah of tcheles is doiche. The iser of klein. But he has lovon of pishton. So kaponim, he's allowed to wear shatnes. Yeah. So the Rabbeinu Tam says that he's allowed to wear it at night also. There's a psahoil ve'ishtari yishtari, that since the Torah was matter the levisha of this beged by day, she's allowed to wear it by night, even though at night is no mitzvah of tzitzis, and that's when he's allowed to wear it at night. The kloyim betzitzri shehutru biyoyim, hutru gam balaylo, afal pi she'ein ha-tzitzis neheges balaylo. That is the shitas chabay netam, כדה מפורש במנוחס פרק התחילס, גבי תחילס אין בו משום כלויים, ואפילו בטלס
Ptura. Afilu and Atalis Ptura, really they derives from the Vov. The Taisers bring it down, but the Taisers Rosh Tachsim brings it down. That it's Chaylis Einba Mishim Ploim, Afilu Betalis Ptura, Atalis that is Potter from Tzitzis, is not in Ploim. The Gemara says what it's speaking about, Hitl and Mutalis, what Tzitzis there already. Al Koponim, but the Rabbi Natam says, what's the Poshet the Chiddush? That Afilu Balayla, it's also Muta. Mashma the Tzitzis shall Kloyim Muta Balayla. Yeah, so Al Koponim, that's the Shittas Rabbi Natam. So now we have a few kashas Rabbi Natam. Mishmaite kamaisa de elchen amrinen hakol hayovim betzitzis ben kahanim leviim v'yisraelim. So gmor pshite salgadaitach min hervishter kloim legabayu loilachayvu kamash melom od ishteru beiden avoide shaloi beiden avoide miyulay ishteru. So it seems now the pashtis of the gemara would seem that they're not allowed to wear shatnez shaloi biden avoyde. Now Tosfos was medame the shatnez of tzitzis to the shatnez of bigdei kohanim. Rabbi Natan said up sasvara, since the Torah was mata levishes shatnez of tzitzis b'shas mitzvah, so the Torah was mata b'chol hazmanim. So filu b'layla you're allowed to wear it, even though it's not his man. And Taisis brings a Gemara here in Erchin. The Gemara in Erchin says that Shaloi be'idon avoide de'osor be'klai. Mi'ela yishtere. So what's the difference between Bigde Kahune and Tzitzis? They also have yishtere yishtere. Mi'ahilav kushihi, because Shaloi be'idon avoide, does that mean Bigde Kahune Shaloi be'idon avoide? The Mayri be'bigde chayu, the lo yishtere be'klai, k'ma shibir shabay netan. So the Gemara in Elchin, we could say the Gemara means Shloi Bidin Avoide, they're not wearing Big Dekuna, Avo Mahach Toch Etik Shaloch. But our Gemara says Klo, Teipik Lei Mishim Kloim, our Gemara says Klo, that Big Dekuna are also to wear, to lay on Shloi Bishas Avoide Al Shatnes. So you see, Klo, that you don't say the Rabbeinu Tam Svob Hoyo V'Yishtari Yishtari. Elohim Rebbe wants to differentiate between Tzitzis and Big Dekune. Talish Yasu Yela Nosoi Bechol Sho Sheyirtze. A Talish, the purpose of a Talish is, it's a Beged La Hanosoi. Is Koma Rachmon at 11, but Tzitzis Mishtamish Bechol Sho Sheyirtze. The Beged was made for 24 hours Shemush. And the Torah said, put in tzitzis, and it's understood from the Pasuk, and use it for 24 hours shemesh. Mishtamish b'b'chol shor sheyirtze. So that is the mashmois that, that is the mashmois that shatness in tzitzis is muta, afilo shloi be'idun mitzvah. Halo big de kuhuna, einon elo letzayre chavoyde. They were all, the whole purpose of Levish is because only Yotzer HaBoide. Lakach Leihutu, Shaloi Bishas HaBoide, Kigoyim Ba'atzor. Avo Levisha B'Migdosh, Vade Leihosu, Kedemashme B'Shmaitin. Tedaik Leel, Haluchi Mahalchish, Mamino Nitno Lihonis Bem. Lekashala Issa Kloim Alabsoid Kabiyatso, Renchimana Tadik Shalovash Big Dekuna Bimedina Pahne Al Braist Tonika Babdina also. Awa Bimigdish Nechale, the Mutter Ashafalushloi be Eden Avoide. So here Taisu says Lemaisa is this that the Baitzitz is the Rabbeinu Tam stretched it out that it's since tzitzis is a beged l'tzeirich shimush, the Torah said you should make it kloim so it's muta kozmani ashimush. Big de kohune, which is a beged shall avoide, so afilo shaloi beidon avoide, it's also permissible. But when he takes it off already, then there'll be an issa of shatnes.